A bomb explosion yesterday in a town south of Baghdad killed 11 people outside a candy store. 5 people were wounded. Since the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq in March 2003, the website IraqBodyCount.com has documented a minimum of 28,198 Iraqi civilian deaths and a maximum of 31,800 deaths. The number could be much higher. Researchers at the Johns Hopkins University School of Public Health released a study in the fall of 2004 that calculated that more than 100,000 Iraqis had died in the violence since the invasion. Also this weekend, the U.S. military in Iraq said that 3 insurgents wearing Iraqi police uniforms were killed by American troops at a checkpoint in Kirkuk, and that 2 American soldiers died in separate bomb blasts in Baghdad. At least 1,750 American military personnel have died in combat since the invasion. More than 16,000 American military personnel have been wounded in action. Marine Sergeant Adam Lee Can would have turned 24 last week, but Can, a military police officer and canine handler, was killed in a suicide bombing earlier this month in Aramadi as he guarded civilians outside a recruitment center. Can was buried at Arlington National Cemetery. From member station WLRN in Miami, Shannon Novak sent this remembrance.
As a child, Adam Can would sit on his grandfather's lap and listen to Navy stories while in what the family calls the war room. Model airplanes hang from the ceiling, a marine rug on the floor, and walls are lined with war memorabilia. The Cans are a patriotic family, a family who believes the military will make you be all you can be.
He decided to go ahead and join the Marines like his older brother.
Adam's father, Lee Can.
Well, he knew the benefits of it and so forth. If everyone would go to college, he'd have that benefit in the future. In general, it was a challenge that he wanted to go ahead and take. And going to the Marine Corps through Parris Island and so forth is really a big challenge, and there's a lot of honor associated with that.
Adam was making good grades at South Plantation High School outside of Fort Lauderdale when he enlisted in 2000. Described by friends and fellow Marines as a courageous warrior, Sergeant Can quickly rose in rank. He was an assistant supervisor of the canine units in Iraq and 2 months away from returning to Camp Pendleton, where he was supposed to be a chief trainer. Tony Onori and Adam had been close friends since they were 13. Tony worried about Adam's desire to be in the hot spots, but knew how driven his friend was and believed he was well on his way to a strong military career.
I was like, you know, you signed up to be a Marine, but the ask to be put in the middle of that stuff, because he wanted to be where the action was. That's just the type of person Adam was. You know, he wanted to be out there protecting and serving his country.
He didn't grow up with animals, but like his brother, Sergeant Justin Can, Adam chose to be a canine handler. His dogs were his partners. First, Can toured Afghanistan with Bosco, then 2 tours of Iraq with his second dog, Bruno. He sported a tattoo of both the canine's serial numbers and called it Dogs of War. Again, Adam's father, Lee Can.
Bruno was hit with some of the ball bearings that were contained within the bomb vest, but he was hit in the butt. Once that was over, the dog came back and laid upon my son's body and I'd go ahead and protect him further.
Despite Sergeant Can's drive to succeed and the dangerous line of work he excelled at, he liked simple things. Country music, R&B, romancing his on and off again stateside girlfriend Michelle, a cold draft beer, and a Miami Dolphins game.
He loved to party.
Adam's stepmom, Carol Can.
Beer? He loved beer. He loved Bombay Sapphire. We always kept the bottle here for him. He was just so much fun. I've said to Lee, I'm going to miss the Adam fun. He brought life to the house, and I'm going to miss that. I'm going to miss that light and life that he brought to the house.
Marine Sergeant Adam Lee Can was killed January 5th by a suicide bomb attack in Aramadi, Iraq. Adam is also survived by his mother, a younger brother, and stepbrother. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Novak in Miami.